Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 21st. I'm your host, Turn Armstrong, and I am here on my own today, on my own, to update you on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. And we're gonna have a good time. It's gonna be good. You and me, we're gonna hang out. We're gonna talk, Big Brother. We're gonna discuss all of the things that have been happening. We're gonna figure it all out. All right. So I am, of course, here to tell you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 77 in the house. Day 77. There was something interesting from this day, so I'll tease you with that. We started the day with Nicole talking to Cody. She was giving her kind of like, you know, obligatory pitch. Hey, I hope you're going to keep me, Cody, right? You're going to keep me this week. I mean, you should. You should keep me. Of course. He kind of plays around with this. So she says, I swear to you, I am taking you to the final two. I swear on everything. I will take you to the final two. Yeah, she also did some pranks. She did some pranks first. They weren't great pranks. She has not learned much from James Hewling. No. He's too good at pranks. She's just not. But she swears to him she's going to take him to the final two. She says, I'm going to beat Enzo in part two of that HOH. And I'm going to throw part one to you, Cody. I will throw that endurance part to you, and then I will beat Enzo in part two, and then I will take you to the final two. That's what I'm doing. Cody says, Christmas told me the same thing. What else he got? He's messing with her. He obviously plans on taking her, but like, you know, he does this. She says, there's no way Christmas takes you to the end. There's no way. It's not going to happen. She's told me so many times that she's not going to take you. Look, Cody, you are going to make a great winner, and I want to sit next to you when that happens. He says, Nicole, it's ridiculous. Like, it's humorous to me when you try to play to my ego. It's just. She says, no, look, it's full circle. You lost by taking Derek. And I'll lose by taking you. It's great. And look, I also want you to know, you will have my jury vote no matter what. But don't cut me. But if you do, you'll still have my vote. So Nicole's very loyal, guys, is the point here. It's the point here. Beverly says, I would feel troubled by her saying this. He is troubled. That's the day before he was talking to the feed saying, talking to the camera saying, this concerns me. This seems sneaky. Why is she telling me she's going to lose to me? It's weird. It's weird to hear that. It is. and telling him that he'll have her vote, even if he cuts her. I guess if it's true, then like you do feel like she's loyal to you. It's you're more likely to keep her at Final Four, but you're less likely to keep her at Final Three. Like, oh, it's a vote. I get a vote. Votes are important. There's only 9 of them. Enzo, in the meantime, is talking to Christmas, and he is basically trying to coach Christmas up on what to say to Cody in order to convince Cody to keep her around this week, because he really wants Christmas in the Final Three. So he is talking to Christmas. He's saying, hey, yo, you can throw me under the bus, yo. That's it. Just remind, you got to remind Cody that Nicole is a champion. I've been reminding him that Nicole is a champion. I've been trying to convince him, but if you need to throw me under the bus, that's it, yo. Go for it, yo. That's it. He's okay. All right. Then Enzo talks to the cameras, and this is what might interest you. This is what might interest you. For a little while, I've been saying that Enzo's probably more likely to cut Cody. Been waiting for some kind of indication that he's willing to, and we got it. We got it. He talks to the cameras. He says, I got to win a comp, yo. I got to win something, yo. That's it. I got to win, and then once I win, I got to decide who I'm taking, yo. Nicole isn't sweeping nothing, no. Yo, she's not sweeping those votes. I don't care. I don't care if she's a champion, yo. She's getting like 2 or 3 votes, yo. That's it. Like, it's crazy, yo. Cody's my guy, but it might be my final piece to cut him, yo. That's it, yo. Have I done enough jury management, yo? Have I done enough jury management to beat him? I don't know, yo. It's not going to be easy, yo, because Cody's a beast and Nicole's a beast too, yo. But that's it. That's it. That's it. I don't know, guys. Do you believe him? Is Enzo talking a big game again? Is he willing to do this? I think the biggest part for me is what he's saying regarding Nicole and how she is not going to sweep those votes. That he has been worried about Nicole's jury votes in the past, and I think that was a big hurdle for him to cut Cody. But if he really does feel like he can beat Nicole, this is promising. It's something. Now, obviously, Cody's got other things to deal with right now. Heading into next week, I imagine he is going to spend a lot more energy making sure that Enzo feels uncomfortable about taking Nicole, very comfortable about taking him. And then, you know, even, you know, on top of that, is Enzo really going to win that Final Three HOH? It's possible. I mean, Jordan Lloyd won Final Three HOH. But, you know. It's something. Like I said, it's something. I was literally asking for this. I said, I need some kind of indication that this might be remotely possible. There you go. I think it's remotely possible. Nicole, not so much at this moment. So that was really the biggest thing of the day. That you know, chat, us together, we're very efficient. We get through things very quickly. There's no other person getting in the way of our discussion, asking questions, talking about things. It's going to make this update very quick. Because that was the biggest thing of the day. Christmas does pitch to Cody. She's going to throw Enzo under the bus, exactly what Enzo told her to do. She says, hey, in the triple eviction, he really was with us. He told us that he was with us, and then he changed his mind at the last minute, and he came after you in the HOH competition, and he told me he doesn't want to sit next to you in the final two, and you need me there. You need me there in the final three to beat Enzo. Like, okay. Do you have any questions? No. I mean, I think I've got a lot to think about now, so. Yep. Do you have any talents? that was basically, that was the pitch. I mean, it was a long pitch, but, afterwards, you know, Cody's going to go to Enzo and Nicole and he's going to be like, she gave a good pitch. Enzo. You gave her those talking points, right? really, that's it. It's really what we got yesterday was Enzo saying, hey, I might cut Cody, yo. That's it. And Nicole saying, I'm definitely never in a million years going to cut you, Cody. That's basically what we got yesterday. Let me know if you have any questions in the chat. Let me know. We'll figure this out together. We'll hang out for a little bit. Do I think we'll see something in February? It's possible. I don't think we'll see returning players again anytime soon, though. What evicted house guest would make my ideal Final Four? Kacer. And Kacer. Will there be OTT? I don't think it'll be OTT. Would Nicole Cat stab Cody for $500,000? I don't think so. Do I think Cody 65% to win, 20, Nicole 20% to win, Enzo 15% to win are good odds? Odds to win the game or Final Three HOH would be the question. Final Three HOH, I'd give Cody some massive odds there. Because he's basically guaranteed a spot in Part Three. And with that in mind, he basically gets a 50% chance to win. At least. Will Cody blindside Nicole? It's definitely possible. But I think he'll be able to read it on Enzo if Enzo starts to feel like he's going to cut Cody. Odds of Nicole cutting Cody, I think, are like 5%, like maximum. Probably lower. Who am I voting for America's favorite player? Kacer. I don't know. Probably Kacer. Let's be real. I don't vote for America's favorite player. But maybe I will for Kacer. Why do I think Tyler didn't become Memphis's Dan for the season? I don't think he liked Memphis. I don't think he liked him. I mean, he never really did. He never even wanted to be in the committee. He said so multiple times. Who will get America's favorite player? I think Davon has a very good chance. I think she's the front runner for America's favorite player. Do I think Dr. Will make another appearance? The jury roundtable? I think it's possible. I don't know. It'd be kind of weird to have a Zoom host. Right? I mean, I guess you need to keep the conversation flowing, but there's already eight faces on a screen. Do we really need a ninth? I don't know. Who do I think made the biggest mistake in the game and what was it? Tyler trying to quit. Will they air the luxury competition? I think it'll air tonight. What do I think is going on in the jury house? They're all getting drunk. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Is the season worse or better if Cody doesn't win? I think it's worse, to be honest. I think we'd be excited about it in the moment. But I think overall it would be like, okay, so we just watched him just wreck the season just to, at the end, go, oh, never mind. I mean, that's what happened in 19, essentially. It's better, though, if he's cut than otherwise. Do I like that the jury can talk to each other, or should they be individually sequestered before they voted finale? I have always thought that the jury should be individually, not always. I've said for a while that I've thought that the jury should be individually sequestered. I think that would be more fun. And then it should be a long questioning segment where each individual juror individually questions the final two. And that's all the information they get from the season. They have to rely on what the final two people can cook up, what story that they can be told from the final two. It puts much more responsibility on the actual players and not just luck. Who do I think Ian would vote for if it's Nicole and Cody? I think it's going to be Cody. Who do you think the jurors, what do I think about the jurors not having long question segment with the final two anymore? I hate it. Give them long segments. That's what I say. Individually sequestered jurors would be interesting. Paul BSing may have actually worked in 19. Exactly. Wouldn't it have been so much more fun? I think it would be to have seen Paul trying to convince them in the jury that he hadn't betrayed them. Like, what? No, I didn't. I really was trying to keep you. And Josh being like, no, that's a lie. You were. I was doing this. You were doing this. Paul's like, he's lying to you. And then they have to figure out who's lying. I think they would have figured out Paul was lying at that point. But it would have been fun to watch. Right? Who do I think will win? Cody. Do I want them to keep the have-not system they implemented this season? Yes. I think it was fun. Do I think Enzo is still thinking about the curse of Otev? No, I don't think so. Would Enzo have a better chance of beating Cody in the final two if he owned up his game to his game more in the goodbye messages? He'd have a better chance, but I don't think he would be able to win still. No way you could sequester people by themselves for 7 to 8 weeks. I mean, that's basically what they did to, like, the likes of Glenn and the Battlebacks. But, you know, just cut the jury down to 7. Cut the jury down to 7. Make the last couple of eviction cycles fast ones. And now you've got, like, 4 to 5 weeks. Tops. Of the four people left, what do I think is the one worst flaw of their game? Oh, boy. Enzo is too passive. Nicole is too passive. Christmas isn't self-aware. And Cody is too loyal. To certain people. The twist this season, yeah, they were not bad. For the most part. Especially the safety suite. Did Christmas actually play a bad game? No, I don't think she played an actively bad game, but she's just... In order for Christmas to win a jury vote, she needs to be against the likes of Josh or Paul. And there just weren't any of those this season. What do I think of the whole Derek pregame alliance with Nicole and Cody? I think you guys know my opinion on that, but I mean, I don't even know why it's called a Derek pregame alliance when it's probably a their mom's pregame alliance. Interested in seeing an all winter season of Big Brother. Absolutely. It'd also be fun to see an all women's season. All right. I think the video is having problems now because we've just been overloading you with too much information. So I think that's what we have for you this morning. Again, not too much to go over, but there will be soon. Tonight, we're going to have a recap. Tomorrow, I'll be back at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. Tomorrow, we'll have an eviction recap. The day after that, it'll be a recap of a recap. And then we're going to have the Legacy Watch. And there's going to be so much to talk about. We're going to go over the final three and their games over the course of the season next week for the final three updates. So check all of that out. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taren or on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. I'll be playing some Among Us this weekend, as I did last weekend. It's very fun. You should check it out. If you like social strategy, you want to see us lying to each other, find me there on Twitch. Thank you so much again, and I'll see you next time.